Hello, and welcome to show number 17 of Global Perspectives with Dr. Michael Lightman, where we discuss what's happening in the world today. Hello, Dr. Lightman.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone.
Today's topic is where we are and what's next. And in today's show, I'd like to get some general perspectives, kind of where we've come to and where we're going from here. We will try to cover a few general topics that affect the lives of all of us. And we would like, if possible, your answers to be somewhere between 3 to 5 minutes, so we can cover several topics and also turn them into clips afterwards. So with your permission, let's go first to the first topic, which is the COVID-19 pandemic, of course. All right, so what is your perspective of the pandemic, the novel coronavirus, also known as COVID-19? What do you think about it in general? If you can give us a general perspective in about 3 to 5 minutes.
I see the world unfolding toward becoming one integral mechanism where all parts of nature as we see them, even if it's in outer space and the sky and this entire astronomical map, they're spread out on the one hand, but on the other hand, they're interconnected. And this is how the entire universe and our world are working. All of us together have reached a point of disperse. And so we have dispersed all around the globe. We covered the entire map. In a way that we really became the population of the world on all continents and everywhere. And lately, we even started changing, corrupting nature. Because of our intervention and everything. And here we have reached the end of our egoistic development, the end of our technological development, and we have come to the beginning of our human development. Meaning, according to the laws of nature, as we advance from the still to the vegetative to the animate to the speaking, the human level, now we're reaching a state where we ourselves have to become interconnected in a good and nice way, as are all parts of nature interconnected at their very foundation. And of course, we do not see that all of nature is working integrally in a tight connection, interconnection between all of its parts, but it's because we're involved in this. Nature, on its part, is actually arranged in a good and nice way between its parts. What happens is that we have come to a state where humanity has to start changing. It has to start becoming, as it says, as one man in one heart. For all of us to feel that we're all in one system, in one mechanism, that the success of the entire system, of our well-being, of everything depends on the good connections between us. Good meaning that we take the success of the entire system into consideration and not each and every part in particular or separately, and even worse, at the expense of others. And therefore, we feel that on the one hand, we have reached a tremendous technological intensity. We're very technologically and scientifically powerful, but on the other hand, we came to a life that is not suited for human beings, but more fit for some kind of egoistic creature that lives off every time being in struggle with the others. Nature disagrees with this. It allowed us to develop for hundreds of years in a way that everyone could develop this way, but then comes a time where we have to be interconnected. Like all parts of nature, so do we on our level. And if it doesn't happen, then nature starts responding to this negatively. Like we always see on every level, it also happens in the still, vegetative, the animate levels. We see how it happens there. For the sake of the general connection of everything connecting into a single mechanism, and because we are on the speaking, on the human level, which is the highest degree, the correct order of things between us also affects the lower levels, the previous degrees of the still, vegetative, and the animate. Therefore, we are in a very unique situation, I'd say a very problematic one, where we have to understand that we have no choice but to bring ourselves to an integral being, a good, nice connection between us. And only this way can nature as a whole, which also works according to the one law of its mutuality, interconnection, then nature will also calm down and will allow everyone to exist in a good and nice way too. In the meantime, we don't understand this, and therefore we're starting to suffer on the most basic level. And I really hope that it will be possible to explain this to people, that they have to be arranged and directed and organized in a single mechanism, and then they'll have a good life. If not, nature will start doing such things against us, taking such actions against us, that we will simply disappear off the face of the earth.
I haven't heard why we have the coronavirus pandemic.
It is because we have to start connecting between us. We have reached a certain level of forces, understanding, and so on. A person understands where he is, where he's living. Only now that this degree forces us to be interconnected with each other. Both within humanity and also in terms of humanity's attitude toward the still, the vegetative, and the animate. And if we don't do it, then we start experiencing different problems, blows, calamities, up to a world war.
Is one of those troubles and sufferings, one of those blows?
Yes.
So it's part of
only one of them.
Emet. Ken.
True.
That's an interesting perspective. You were speaking about a system.
No, this is the general law of nature, that this is how it works. There's nothing new about this. It's like, suppose I grew up in a good and nice family, I was pampered, and from what I understand now, much too much, but when I hit my 20s, suddenly I found out that I have to continue life in a different way. I have to take care of myself, my family. I have to work. I have to take care of my own health, everything. For a few more years, I felt some support from my parents, but that's it. They let it go. Then I reached a state where I had to help my parents. You understand? These things, they turn upside down, and also in nature as a whole. In nature in general, and this is what we have come to.
We've come to where?
We came to a point where now we have to care for the kind of world that we're living in. This is what we have to be concerned with, to acknowledge that we're responsible for the world, and we can't continue like before to simply use everything without giving account. But this is our world, this is our home. We have to think, how are we interconnected? How are we interconnected with our environment, which is the still, the vegetative, and the animate? How do we protect this small planet that we were given? And this is how we'll be able to exist, on condition that we keep this correctly. And if not, then nature, like anything else that harms it, will simply get rid of us.
Speaking of systems, perhaps the system that was hit the most by the pandemic is the economy. Basically, the economy was shut down, and then it was opened partially here and there, and then shut down again. And there are all kinds of questions surrounding the economy. How do you see the global economy developing in the time of COVID-19? Where do you see it going in the future?
I see that the world economy is developing in the right direction. Otherwise, it won't develop at all and will cease to exist altogether. And if it will develop in the right direction, then what follows is that it has to be what we call neither praised nor condemned, meaning not too much and not too little. But it has to be in a way that humanity needs in order to exist, in order to meet its basic normal needs, meaning what? That it preserves all systems in balance. And it's not that we destroy and kill everything that comes our way, and we've developed weapons so we can kill all the fish at sea and destroy all the wolves in the forests and to chop down all trees and so on. We have to treat nature in a way, in a very good and nice way, and to understand that this is actually the environment that we're living in. And we're still very weak in regard to nature in general. And there are plenty of dangerous things that can happen to us and to really wipe us off the face of this planet. And we're still not paying attention to this, and the only thing that we do only what we care about right now, and we can't take the next moment into consideration. So we have to raise ourselves to a level of a different kind of behavior and thinking, which is more mature, where we understand and feel the connection between us and the measure to which we are capable of being bosses of this planet. It's a dangerous state. Humanity can't control itself. It's following its ego. Man doesn't care about anything besides destroying the other person, and even at his own expense. If you prick out one of my eyes as long as you prick out two of his. And therefore, here we first and foremost have to take care of people, to bring people to a state where they will understand where are they living, under what forces of nature, why are people so egoistic, where does the ego come from and what for, why did nature develop such an excessive ego in us that on the one hand we can destroy everything, on the other hand we can climb to the very top.
Of human nature, I want to ask about education. What do you see, first of all, the schooling system? Let's talk about ages from childhood to adolescence, to age, 18, 20, until they go to college. What do you see the education system going after so many schools have been closed? Just for statistics, schools have been closed in more than 140 countries. In some of them, they have been reopened. Usually it's partially through a hybrid system of physical attendance and virtual attendance. But there are many question marks around the whole schooling system. Where do you see it going?
I think that it's going to completely disappear. All of these schools that we had, because they did not justify their existence. It's not an educational system. It's a system where you get a certain profession, maybe, somehow. It's also a big question mark there, but still, it's not an educational system. We're not educating the children. They finish school cruel, egoistic. They don't care about nothing, about anything that goes on around them, inside of them. And therefore, the way I see it, this entire system that also grew only in order to, that developed in order to make farmers, turn farmers into industrial workers. This is what the schooling system is for, was made for. It finished its role a long time ago, and it has, it can't exist any further. We don't know what to do with our children throughout the day because both parents are at work, and that's something else. But it's not that these children are getting any kind of good education or treatment at school. When they come home, from we hear from them such things that it's better for them to sit at home, meaning for sure we have to build a new system with educational plans, educational, not acquisition of knowledge, but a new kind of education, and only this way will we feel that we did something for our children.
How do you see, I want to ask a follow-up question on that. How do you see such an educational system being erected? How will it work? A system that makes human beings out of children. Not professionals, but human beings. How do you see such a system coming up?
Nachon.
True, yeah.
How do you see it happening?
This is what I meant. So, first of all, it happens because we see that the previous system doesn't work, and we're shutting it down. We're sending all kids home. Of course, not from one day to the next, but it's going to happen gradually, according to a plan. Children stay at home. When they're at home, they're not at home alone, but usually with their mothers. There's no need, and we see it according to the economy, according to the direction that it's headed in, that there's no need for both parents to work from morning till evening, only destroying our planet by doing that, depleting it of all of its natural resources. So, the kids are at home. One of the parents is at home too. Usually, it's the mother. And really, according to nature, this is how she is supposed to be. And really, we're coming back to how we were about 150 years ago. This is what we started out with. And now we have to think about how do we take care of our children. We have to all the time give them lessons, teach them through this integral system, through the virtual system, and they will have to be connected with their teachers so that we'll all the time be in a correct interaction with them, passing on to them, showing them different educational videos, giving them workshops, lessons, lectures, demanding their live participation. And today it's not a problem, according to the internet can provide us with these services, and this is how we teach them, and they're at home learning. Besides, they can come to school for a few hours, a few times a week, in order to be engaged in different other things. Like sports, so you have different public sport parks, you have field trips. There's a lot to do with our children besides giving them proper education. And this is what I mean. Otherwise, it won't be able to work at all. We have to understand. We are in a state where we overdid it with our work, with children, with nature, with everything. These mechanisms can no longer stand our false participation in them, and therefore we see their collapse.
Follow-up questions on that. If the kids stay at home, who will give them professional learning? Because they will still have to be given...
Through the internet. They'll get lessons. They'll get everything. They'll have to write. They'll have to work. They'll have to be a bit more independent. Like at school. Only at school, the atmosphere there is so bad. Really terrible. They come from school with such baggages that it's better to sit at home. Besides, we see that it no longer works. School altogether is broken into many different parts and pieces and disciplines, and there are many ways in which there are many parents that take their children from schools, from public schools, and even though that it's very costly, but still a child is at home, he does what he has to do, he knows how to work and learn now, he takes lessons, which could be music, he takes up music, he takes up sports, but everything else, all the rest of the time, he's at home.
The last follow-up question on that. The children's system, I understand, but the problem is that their parents, too, grew up in that same corrupted
system.
No problem with the parents. I'm sorry to say, but no problem with the parents. We're reaching a state where there's no work. No work. And at least half of the parents, usually women, they can stay at home and not work.
Yes,
it's not a problem.
Who will stay with the kids? What I'm asking about is, you're giving a certain kind of education to the children, but the parents didn't get that education. So will the grown-ups, too, have to go through some kind of training sessions as well to adapt them to the same spirit as the children?
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, the parents too will have to go through certain changes according to what they did not receive, actually. It's true, and it's to their benefit. Besides, maybe we'll be able to arrange such a schedule where, suppose twice a day, the father stays with the children at home, and all the rest of the time the mother does. Meaning, there's lots of freedom here for different changes, good changes, to feel more as a family, to feel our education, to come closer to each other.
Do you see a situation where parents and children actually learn together?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Man was not born in order to work. There's no such thing. Never throughout our history was there such a state where people worked for 10 hours a day. Never. Why? What for? Not in the primitive forms of life, of living and not throughout history, never. Only at the end of the 20th century, the beginning of the 21st century, we've reached a state that we don't have enough time. We want to work more and more. Why? In order to fill our world with all the garbage that we're making and then to dump it into the ocean.
All right. I'm gonna ask another question, and that will be the end. We'll have to cut it a little short today. Okay, let's take this one. Climate change. We were talking about economy and industry. Climate change. In light of the clearing of the air and water and the slowing down of mining and drilling because of the pandemic, one of the hottest topics until recently was climate change and the warming of the planet. But it seems to have stopped because the economy stopped. Do you think we should still focus on climate change and ecology in general, or will it be sorted out by itself as we fix the economy?
Leave the economy and then the climate will... Everything will work out fine. Nature knows how to arrange itself if people don't stick their egoistic tools in there.
Radioactive waste, things...
Let's see how much will it disappear by itself. Let nature heal itself. Bring nature's forces into effect this way. I think that there are things that we'll discover that we've never seen before.
It'll be an interesting experience. Okay, Dr. Lightman, I want to thank you. We're going to have to cut it a little short today because we started a little late, and I know you have another show coming up. So thank you so much for giving us your perspectives. We might continue on that next week. We'll see what happens by next week. You know, the whole world can turn upside down by then. So thank you again. Thank you all for watching. And until next
week.
Bye-bye.
All the best.